Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I also welcome the high-level delegation at this late hour of the day and wish to add my gratitude to Ms. Bandana Rana for her valuable contribution to the committee. On Article 15, the committee applauds the State Party for implementing the integral legal aid policy and for its enhancing access to justice through institutional reform project and the establishment of 155 Dalit desks to enhance access to justice. I thank the delegation for providing numbers of those who received legal aid in the last fiscal year. But I must admit that these absolute numbers reveal a very partial picture on the impact of the State Party efforts to ensure legal aid for women who need it. Can you please clarify who is eligible to legal aid in relation to what legal matters? Does legal aid include assistance in negotiation and representation in court or only consultation? Does the State Party know what percentage of women who are involved in a legal procedure are unrepresented by a lawyer, in particular in criminal procedures and in family matters? And how do women, and particularly those from marginalized communities like the Dalit women, learn of the right to legal aid? Is legal aid provided through a gender lens? For example, are legal aid providers required to undergo gender-sensitive training and awareness program focused on women's rights? What measures are in place to provide targeted support to marginalized women facing intersectional forms of discrimination, such as sex workers and migrant women, in accessing free legal aid? Are non-citizens also eligible for legal aid in certain circumstances? As to Article 16, can the State Party outline all the concrete measures it is taking to identify and address barriers to effective implementation of its prohibition on child marriage and its success indicators, especially among marginalized, disadvantaged, poor, rural, Muslim, and Dalit women? In the fiscal year 2022-2023, only 52 cases of child marriage were handled by the Nepal police. What explains the significant gap between the widespread prevalence of child marriage and the low rates of enforcement? The current legal framework criminalizes child marriages and may prosecute children who enter into marriages themselves. What measures has the State Party taken to protect children from prosecution? Are people under the age of 20 in fact prosecuted? What measures has the State Party taken and plans to further take to eliminate the practice of dowry? Could you please clarify the legal status of same-sex marriage and marriage of LGBTQ people? What is the meaning of the separate register? And am I right to understand that this registration does not grant same-sex couples the same legal rights and recognition as opposite-sex couples, including in inheritance, tax benefits, spousal medical decision, child adoption, and more? What measures has the State Party taken to ensure the safety of inter-caste couples, particularly those involving Dalit individuals, from violence and social backlash? Why have the provisions of the Civil Code on automatic marriage, once a woman gets pregnant, not yet repealed? What measures has the State Party taken to enforce the prohibitions on unregistered marriages, polygamy, and talaq to protect the rights of women in such marriages and upon their dissolution? At the same time, what legal measures are in place to protect the rights of women in unregistered marriages and upon the dissolution of unregistered or polygamous marriages? Are there plans to mandate the registration of all marriages, including religious and customary unions? What measures has the State Party taken or plans to take to eliminate discrimination and ensure equality in determining surnames and addresses for women and children? Why is the mother's right to custody of her children conditioned on not remarrying? And does the State Party plan to repeal this discrimination and harmful practice? Why are the grounds for divorce without mutual consent different for men and women? And why are women's property rights contingent upon their behavior in divorce cases? What does the State Party plan to do to equalize the right to divorce and the right to equality in family property upon separation? And finally, what measures has the State Party taken to ensure full enforcement of the equal right of women and men to inherit property, including land, and in particular for women with disabilities and LGBTQ women? Thank you.